Final regular season game before the district, sub-districts next week. Hard to believe we're here already.
Yeah, the season's kind of flying by. It always seems like once you get to the holiday tournament that, you know, it's a downward fall there, and it just kind of flies by. And, you know, we're at that point of the season. We kind of need to be playing our best ball, and having last game of the year home against Cozad is a good way to kind of test that.
I know talking to last week with the two games Thursday, Friday. I haven't played since Thursday, Friday with the Garing and Scott's Bluff, and it was a tough last game against the old Bearcats. Seems like they're maybe be peaking at the right time, aren't they?
Yeah, and Scott's Bluff, they've got a good team, and they were inexperienced coming into the season, and they just seem like they're getting better and better. And, you know, for what it's worth, I'm guessing that's probably the best game they've played all year was against us. And, you know, we don't necessarily want to leave our trip on a bad note. You know, we played really well against Garing, but kind of the theme in both games is we just didn't shoot very well. Thursday at Garing in the first quarter, we were 3 of 17 shooting, and in the first quarter against Scott's Bluff, we were 1 of 15. So, you know, we've been shooting well in the other quarters, and I don't know why we're going off slow starts, but that's been an emphasis and something we're going to have to fix immediately. And, you know, if you score 2 points in a quarter, it doesn't really matter who you play. It's going to be hard to catch up, and you're going to play behind most of the game.
Hopefully after a nice weekend, you get back. You had Saturday, Sunday off, get back to work on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and some good days of practice to get back in the flow of things for a game on your home gym.
Yeah, and, you know, some of those games that we've played recently, it's shown us a lot of what we need to work on, and it's the direction we're going at practice, and we're getting better in those areas. And bottom line is, when the game happens, we need to apply those, and we need to see them working so we can have confidence in what we're doing. But we've had a really good week of practice, and, you know, the kids mentally are there, which is good at this point in the season, and we're dialed in to have hopefully a strong finish to the season.
What about the Haymakers? He's made kind of a slow start, but they've picked up things lately, haven't they?
Yeah, and their team, you could tell early on they were adjusting maybe to things that were different, and the players seem to they're getting into a flow of what they're supposed to be doing. And they're an experienced team. I think they returned 4 starters from last year, and they're still relatively young, but they've got a lot of varsity experience. And they're a team, I think they're playing their best basketball at the right time too. And coach, it looks like he's finally getting those guys to where he wants them to be. And they're a confident bunch right now. Watching them play a couple weeks ago against Ogallala, you know, they had Ogallala on the ropes for 3 quarters. So they're definitely a team they can play with teams. And, you know, I watched them 2 weeks ago against Grand Island Central Catholic, who's, you know, the favorite to win C2, and they've beat Omaha Scud, and they're one of the top teams in the state regardless of class. And, you know, they play them tough for 3 quarters as well. I think they were down 6 or 8 going into the 4th quarter. So they're definitely playing their best basketball at the right time.
Final game for home game for your seniors. They want to go on a good note.
Yeah, and having that last game for our seniors, that's kind of the plan. And, you know, we'll probably start all 4 of them, send them off on a high note. And they've been a good group. They have embraced their roles. We've had multiple guys change roles from things they've never done before. You know, Ty Stevens and Isaiah Stoddard had never played in a post before, and that there are 2 posts this year, and they've excelled at those jobs, and they've embraced them, and they've been a good group to be around.